This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Ruben Frank in for Hugh today as we discuss the top five Eagles of the last 25 years, quarter century week here on the Midday Show. Devin's going to join us coming up at 11. We'll get Ruben's reaction to the latest current quarterback list, one from coaches, executive scouts that had Jalen Hurts ranked ninth yesterday. And we'll get to some finishing the Phillies stuff with the trade deadline and Stump the Rube, which I'm excited for later in the show. So we have a pair of Phillies tickets to give away today to see the Phillies
I'm
and the Red Sox.
You're going to
do fine. Okay. What's the worst that happened? Did you get it wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a disaster.
That would. Yeah. So we're going to play a game later on the show called Stump the Rube, where we're going to throw a random Eagles game at Ruben, and he's going to have to try to remember who the opposing quarterback was against the Eagles that day. And you'll decide if you're going to back Rube or go against him, but the winner will have a pair of tickets to the Phillies and Red Sox on July 27th at 6:45. So we'll tell you how we're doing that later in the show. 215-592-9494. Top 5 week at WIP on the Midday Show. And we listen our top five Eagles. If you missed it earlier, my top five Eagles last 25 years, I went Lane Johnson, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. And we pretty much agree. There's three that almost feel like locks between Lane, Dawk, and Kelce have to be on your list. After that, it's pretty darn subjective. And the question became, does Jalen Hurts belong after winning the Super Bowl this past season and playing a heck of a game in the Super Bowl and the title game? I didn't have him on primarily because he just hasn't played long enough here. Now, he's almost there. 5 years is not an insignificant amount of time.
Yeah.
But Lane has played way longer than that. Dawk played longer than that. Kelce played way longer than that. Fletcher and BG. Yeah, I'm at the point now with Hurts where if he can stack two or three more seasons, and that's even if they don't win again, but they could win again with this team. We're talking about one of the great careers in Eagles history if he continues the way he's going and they keep winning at some level like they have in his first 5 years, because it has been very successful so far, Rube. And the thing that's amazing is he's turning now into one of the great draft picks Howie Roseman has ever made. In the second, to get this player in the second round as the quarterback of the team, it's turned out to be what was at one point, I'm sure you remember all those moments, his most controversial pick to maybe his best pick.
Yeah, and a big part of that pick was understanding what Carson was and wasn't. And what his future had a good chance of being. And he was just going to keep getting hurt and be a disappointment. And I think if you don't feel that way about Carson, you don't draft Jalen in the second round in 2020. So I think the tricky part was, I mean, it was, look, nobody thought he was going to be this kind of player. Nobody. I don't want to.
He would have went in the first round if people did. Let's just call it for what it is, right?
True.
He wouldn't have been the 53rd pick.
Exactly. But the tough part of that evaluation was kind of understanding. Because Carson at that point was still playing fairly well when he was healthy, coming off 19. I mean, he had a good regular season in 19, inconsistent but pretty good. You had to understand that he wasn't going to get better and where he was trending to make that pick. So yeah.
Well, what's remarkable about like putting together these lists is just, and you said it earlier, this is the greatest run the Eagles have had, right? This is their best 25 years, 2000 and now. Just the depth of players that I started to write down this morning, and you did too, and we were kind of throwing some of the names out. We got to a name like Malcolm Jenkins, and I'm like, well, he's not top five. But Malcolm Jenkins was a heck of an Eagle for a good period of time and a big part of the reason they won the Super Bowl. I wrote down Zach Ertz's name. Again, I didn't consider him top five, but I just wrote his name down as one of the better Eagles. And then I wrote Nick Foles' name down. Like, what do you do with a guy like Nick Foles? Like, if we expanded this list to the top 10 or 15, Foles' name would get put in there pretty quickly. I mean, I don't know how quickly, but his name would come up more. They've really had a run here of having so many incredible players and so many really good ones. I mean, just I think I could get to 20 without even trying.
You probably could. If I did 20, I might even have BG on there.
You didn't have him top 10.
He wouldn't be in my top 10. No. And I love BG, but I mean, you look at Jason Peters, 7 straight Pro Bowls, with the exception of the year he missed with the Achilles in 2012. But he had 7. I'm sorry, JP. Did I say JP or Fletch? I'm thinking Fletch.
You said Peters.
Yeah. I mean, he's the best left tackle I've ever seen. He's, you know, quite possibly first or second ballot Hall of Famer.
He's probably the best individual player that I didn't have on my list. I mean, if you're just looking at just like raw player and their resume and the Pro Bowls, he's probably the best one.
He also just became really annoying by the end of his tenure.
I think, Kyle, you're not wrong in that it kind of clouded the greatness that he, because the end was like, he's still here. And it was
but he was still good. He just, you know, measured against the player he was.
Right. They put him at right guard for a few.
He refused without getting paid more.
Or he wanted to go back to left.
Right.
Yeah, he wanted to get paid more to play. Well, yeah, because he had to play tackle. Because these guys were getting, I think, Brandon. I can't remember who got it.
Sometimes when a player stays too long, it does unfortunately cloud what they were. Yeah. And now, this didn't happen in terms of like negativity, but watching Ryan Howard at the end, it felt like the same thing. You almost like he's the same guy that was that guy 10 years ago. It's almost better when players leave or retire than we watch them at the end, because it's not the same anymore.
Yeah, guy. I mean, Eric Allen, I was talking to him about this. You know, he went out, I think he had 6 interceptions his last year, and he could have really padded his stats and gotten in the Hall of Fame earlier than he did. I like a guy that goes out on top and knows when to say, you know, hey, that's it, I'm done. But I think, like, when you compare Jason Peters and what he did for this organization with BG, I mean, how do you like, what goes into putting BG ahead of JP?
So,
if you already made up the decision, neither quarterback's going to be on, which...
So, a couple things. The BG having the moment he had in Super Bowl 52 is hard for me not to put in my... Like, I keep thinking about that when I think about my list. Like, is he a better player than Jason Peters? He wasn't, right? We can all agree on that. Peters, like you said, is a first or second ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think Brandon really has a real chance at the Hall of Fame. But he made the play, and he stayed long enough to play in 3 Super Bowls as an Eagle. That's a lot.
Sure.
He played in the most games as an Eagle.
Let me play devil's advocate. Okay. Zach Ertz had a play in the Super Bowl. 2 plays, really. The fourth down and then the touchdown.
The fourth down gets forgotten. That was a huge play.
It was just an unbelievable play. And it was an incredible play by Foles, who was under immediate pressure.
Slid and threw it.
And just lobbed it. And then Ertz to hang on just right at the sticks. And then the touchdown a few plays later after 3 straight Nelly catches.
Yeah, and the 3-by-1? They had Ertz all by himself on the left side, and he ran the slant. Look, he just didn't stay, though. He left, right? He got traded away. If Ertz had stayed and played in the last 2 Super Bowls, I think he'd have a chance to be part of this top 5. If you play in 3 Super Bowls as an Eagle, it's really hard for me not to put you in the list. I mean, they've been in 4 Super Bowls. There's no player that was able to span 04 to 24, right? So the most you could play in is probably 3. If you were on the team in 04 all the way maybe to 17, even that's a long time. He played in 3 Super Bowls. Kyle, it's just hard not to have BG on the list.
Yeah, and like I've made the case that you could argue Brandon Graham is maybe like the greatest Eagle of all time. Not like best. I know there's plenty of Eagles that were better. Like Reggie White obviously clears Brandon Graham as a player. But the resume, like the legacy, most games played in Eagles uniform, never played for another team, 2 Super Bowls, been in 3, and really what hammers it home is like that iconic moment, the sacking Tom Brady. Like if you were to walk through, say they had like a whole room dedicated to the Eagles Super Bowls in like the Hall of Fame or something, you would see the Philly special, Foles catching it, maybe DeJean's pick 6, who knows, even Hurts throwing the dagger to Devontae Smith. You would you would see Brandon Graham sacking Tom Brady. I mean, that's like a defining moment, a franchise-changing moment even for the Eagles.
Unfortunately for Jason Peters, and this really was not his fault, was he on the field for a playoff victory as an Eagle?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes. He was in...
Was he in Chicago?
Yeah, the double doink game, I think, was the only one.
Because he wasn't on the field in 17, right? He got hurt.
Right.
They lost the game in 13, to the Saints, and when Foles left the game with the lead.
And Wentz getting injured by Clowney.
And Wentz, so that's it. I mean, it's just, I don't have a lot of memories of Peters walking off big moments when they won the game. It's just, he just wasn't on the...
Yeah, and just by the definition, I mean, he was an offensive lineman.
Sure,
so
sure.
You're not going to get those single iconic plays.
Right, but Lane and Jason Kelce were on the field for the biggest moments in franchise history.
Yeah, and I remember Dave Zangaro, my colleague, went up to JP after that Chicago playoff game and asked him about, and this is kind of goes into what you were saying about how he was annoying. You know, he asked him, hey, you finally got to after, it was first, I mean, he never won a playoff game in Buffalo.
Right. He never won,
He'd never been on the field for a playoff win, and he asked him about it, and he just looked at him like he was nuts and just walked away.
As if it didn't matter.
Mumbled something, didn't care, hadn't even thought about
it. That sounds like Jason Peters.
He wasn't like a very personable guy.
No.
He wasn't. He was a great leader in the locker room. I think it's easy to kind of, because of the position he played, I mean, 7 Pro Bowls.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, and you talk about, you said earlier, top 5, 2. I mean, he's one of the greatest he's one of the greatest at his position in the history of pro football. All right, 215.
I might have him on my list by like 1 o'clock.
You're going to knock a quarterback off?
I might have to take 5 off.
Oh, boy. All right, 215-592.
I mean, if you had to take a quarterback off, you would have to take McNabb off, not Jalen.
I mean, you could make a case for Donovan over Jalen, but it would be tough. Yeah. 9 playoff wins. Just a longer period, I mean,
I'd have to pick Jalen.
You'd have to pick Jalen. Yep.
So even if Jalen fell off right now, and I don't think any of us believe he's going to fall off now, he has something Donovan doesn't, right? Like, he's got 2 Super Bowl trips. He has a ring. I mean, we went over it earlier. Donovan, after his fifth straight really good season in 2004, he started to fall off, but he didn't have the ring yet, right? That he got to 1 and they lost. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, does he belong on the top 5 Eagles list of the last 25 years? William in Robbinsville. Hey, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, William. What's up?
Good. I actually moved to Asbury Park, so I'm walking on the boardwalk right now. I hope you can hear me okay.
We can. Asbury Park's a beautiful boardwalk. What do you got for us today?
Right. Okay. So from a statistical standpoint for Hurts, in 4 years, 4 playoff appearances, 3 seasons with double-digit wins, 2 Super Bowls, 1 victory. I looked at that and I was like, well, how many other people have done that? And I pulled out, you know, got out the Google, and it's like 15 or 16 quarterbacks have ever done that. Almost all of them are in the Hall of Fame, except for Russell Wilson, who's still playing. There's one guy, like one random, you know, Joe Flacco-ish kind of like, hey, wow, he was on a great team. I can't remember who it was. So I think for that reason, you probably have to put Hurts in the top five. After that, I'm willing to go with straight up Hall of Fame quality careers. Would they get in the Hall of Fame? You know, Dawkins, Kelsey, Lane Johnson, stuff like that. So someone, you know, like going down the list a bit, like a Malcolm Jenkins, guy was never going to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, that's the way I'm listening to this conversation. That's the way I'm seeing it. So if you had
the top five, you'd go Lane, Kelsey, Dawk, Jalen, and who would your fifth guy be?
Well, you know, I mean, that's open to interpretation. Is Fletcher Hall of Fame?
Close.
You know?
I think he's borderline, probably not, but not that far off, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't put Hurts, I'm not giving him a specific value in this top five. I'm just saying he's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so, William, it's an interesting perspective on Hurts' accomplishments so far. William, we appreciate the phone call. All right, the elephant in the room with Jalen, Rube, every time he comes up, is how much of the resume that was just presented to us is because of him versus he's on the Eagles, right? Like, he's good. He's a good quarterback. But, like, the resume that was just given to us with Super Bowl appearances and a win, is that because of Jalen Hurts, or is it because he's on the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think if you watch him play every game, it answers that question. I mean, he's just really, really good player. And, you know, if he was on another team, I don't know if he'd be quite as good, have quite the accolades and stats and numbers, but I think he'd be really good wherever he is. He's just a great player. He's a great quarterback. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's smart. He's a really hard worker. He's a great leader. I mean, he's got it all. And you watched this team last year. What did they win, 16 of the last 17 games?
Yep.
Because of Jalen. Well, there were other reasons, but yeah. They don't win the Super Bowl without him.
The one game they lost, he got hurt in, the Washington game, right? That's the only game they lost after September. The interesting thing about the end of that call was he was going through all the – he looked up the quarterbacks that had similar resumes over a five-year stretch. And at the end, he said, you know, the only one that's not in the Hall of Fame – and he's still playing, is Russell Wilson. That's the comp that I think of the most when I think of Jalen. Now, early career Russell was a really good quarterback, and he also had a really good roster around him, and they were humming with Pete Carroll and that defense and the run game. And that's what I see when I watch Jalen Hurts. Like, and Rube, that Seahawks team contended for a long time. Like, as long as Jalen stays healthy, they should contend here for a long time. But I don't know. I never thought Russell was the driving force behind the team. I thought he was a huge part of it, but did they win because of Russell, or did they win because of all the defense and run game they had?
Well, the thing I look at with Russell is that, I mean, and he was really, really good for that stretch up through, like, I mean, even his last
2020?
Year in Seattle.
Yeah.
But the year before. But, I mean, he's only won, I believe, 3 playoff games in the last 10 years. I believe they – I'm trying to like,
– That after, makes sense. Yeah, that's about
so
right.
After the Super Bowl – after their the second Super Bowl, which they lost to the Patriots, that was
– 2014?
2014, right? That was in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And then he won a wild card game, scored 10 points in Minneapolis the next year, won a wild card game at home against Detroit in 16. His last playoff win was in 19. It was the one here.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, his second
Clowney.
His second half of his career, and he only scored 17 points. His second half of his career has been kind of almost Donovan-esque. I mean, he was better when he was good, but, I mean, he just hasn't done much.
I agree.
And I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer.
I think he's not right now.
Probably not.
But I think, I mean, going to two and winning one, I mean, Jalen's done that in his first 4 years.
Yeah. But if I say to you right now, Jalen only wins 3 playoff games the rest of his career, is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
I would say no.
But I also say there's no chance that that happens.
Well, if he stays healthy and he's an Eagle, they'll win more than 3 playoff games in 10 years.
But also, if you made this list in Seattle, Russell Wilson would probably be a lock for the top 5 on that list.
Well, he would, but the Eagles are better than the Seahawks.
We have more
good players here in 25 years.
But at what point does that resume just have to put you in on the list, like, in general?
So that was the other thing as the caller was going through, all the quarterbacks that have done this, who would they play for and who else was on those franchises, right? Like, if the Eagles were a crappy franchise and were crappy until 2000, obviously Jalen Hurts would be clearly on my list. We just said it to start the show. They're probably a top three franchise in the whole NFL over this quarter century. It's tough to make this top five. Like, you either have to be a lock Hall of Famer, which we think there's probably three of those, or you got to have some sort of amazing resume. Let's go to Paul and Del Ram. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Paul. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my top five, of course, is the first three, Jason, Lane, and Brian. They can switch them around. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter for theirs. And my last two, Reggie White and Randall Cunningham.
Well, they were before 2000, though. This is the quarter century. Yeah, see, that's breaking the rules.
Never mind. No. I didn't pay attention. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Good job.
Yeah.
I got my top five Seahawks, though.
Yeah, you got them? Yeah. Cortez Kennedy in there? Paul, got you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Okay. I got Bobby Wagner.
Okay.
I got Russell.
Uh-huh.
I got Walter Jones.
Wow.
I got Earl Thomas, and I got Marshawn.
It's tough to quibble with that one.
Tough to take Richard Sherman off.
Oh, you didn't put Sherman?
No.
I mean, just for that speech after they won that championship game. What did he say? Michael Crabtree's a sorry receiver?
Yeah.
Kind of wrestling
a sorry
promo.
Ass receiver like yeah. Crabtree. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. All right, let's go. Maureen is up next at WIP. Hey, Maureen. Maureen.
Wow.
Yeah, we're batting 1,000 here.
Are you calling me?
Called us.
Yes. I mean, my name is Pam. I didn't say my name was Maureen.
Oh, Pam's better. Yeah, go ahead, Pam.
Pam, what'd you do with Maureen?
I don't know. How you guys doing?
Pam, we're doing well. What's up? What are you thinking?
So I give you my top five first.
Okay.
Brian Dawkins, Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, and Jalen Hurts. Honorable mention would be Zach Ertz. If he definitely would have stayed with the team, he would have definitely been in that top five. And I don't know who I would have kicked out, but.
Well, that makes it hard when you got to kick someone out. So you have Hurts as a top five Eagle last quarter century.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why. And because of why people don't think that he is what he is, one, even with that list yesterday,
mm-hmm.
if you noticed, everybody on that list was a first-round draft pick except for Jalen Hurts. So that says something already, that he was a second-rounder who made that list, where everybody else on that list was a first-rounder. Now, he's accomplished other things that other people haven't. And I listen to sports radio news all day long. And one of the things I've noticed is the excuse is always because Jalen has a better team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dak had a better team and he couldn't do it.
Dak's played for a long time and has never gotten close. And that's why, Pam, Dak's not really part of these conversations anymore.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, But they keep saying because we have what we have. You only can play with the players you have, and it's not your fault that you have those players. So, but that is the excuse. But
the problem with that is that every great quarterback's had. I mean, Steve Young had Jerry Rice, and
right.
Brady had again, Gronk, and Mahomes has again, Travis.
But again, you know, Lamar and them. Have good players. Joe Burrow has two great players.
But he doesn't have an offensive line or defense like this. I mean, Pam, I you're right, and so is Rube. Every great quarterback that wins doesn't do it by themselves. But we can agree the Eagles have the best roster or had the best roster in the league last year.
I still think they have the best roster in the league.
Well, they might, but they certainly did last year. That by the end, it was pretty clear.
But again, it still wasn't clear until we got closer to the playoffs because, again, the naysayers kept saying they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They couldn't win. They couldn't win. So, and that's still like that this year. Yes, we lost some players, but those young players have been in that system, and them young players can play.
Well, and they're going to rely on them this year, Pam. So we're going to, and I think they could play too. We're going to find out how great they're going to be. Pam, go ahead.
All I'm saying is when they make it again, and they're going to do what they do, because Jalen don't play the way most people want him to play. But he can do it. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He can lead. He can make his team win. He can put his team on his back. Just because it doesn't look like everybody wants it to look like doesn't mean he can't do it.
Well, he can. I mean, we've seen that. And, Pam, we appreciate a good phone call. Yeah, Rube, this comes up a lot. I think it's some residual from when he first came into the NFL, when there were questions about his ability. I don't, qu- I don't, I don't question Jalen Hurts' ability. It's obviously there. We've seen it many times at a super high level. To me, the thing that separates him from the top, right, is just the consistent excellence. He can be excellent. He was excellent in the Super Bowl, excellent in the title game, excellent against the Bengals and the Steelers. To me, last year, he wasn't consistently excellent. That's why I don't think he's a top two or three quarterback in the NFL right now. Not that he doesn't have the ability. He has ability.
He doesn't have many bad games.
He doesn't, but he's not. I don't think he's consistently excellent as often as maybe, you know, Lamar was last year or Josh Allen, whoever you want to pick. That's, to me, what separates him from
Pretty much every quarterback has those games where they throw three picks or fumble a couple times. I think I've thought about this a lot, why most of these polls have Jalen so low. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a couple things. I think Pam or Maureen or
it was Pam,
whoever
yeah.
that was. I think she
we'll call her Pam Maureen, yeah.
The fact that he wasn't a first-round pick, I do think that
sticks in people's heads.
It's something that follows you around. I also think the people that pick these lists are generally older, you know, older kind of old school, old head football, like old GMs and former this and that, who like a pocket pass. They want Ben Roethlisberger. They want, you know, they want a guy that stands in the pocket, puts up 5,000 yards.
But they do have Lamar and Allen super high.
But how long did it take Lamar to get that high?
Yeah, and last year was just probably his best throwing season. So maybe that's what it took to get people to believe what they're seeing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's all part of it. I think, you know, he just doesn't look like – you know, some of these people want a quarterback to look like. And I just think it's a big part of it. Because if you look at what he's done, and then the whole thing about, well, he's not a great pass. I mean, he had like a 104 passer rating last year. He just didn't do it very much. But when he did it, he was really good at
Super efficient. Yeah, 8.8 yards an attempt or whatever it was.
Yeah, career high, 8 yards per attempt.
Yeah, the efficiency's obviously there. All right, 215-592-94.
69% accuracy.
Yeah, look, down the stretch, after the first four games, he played, I thought November was his best month, and then he finished the last two were incredible. I mean, he had a good season, certainly. 215-592-9494. Devin Caney will join us next. She came up with her list of the top five Eagles of the quarter century. We're sharing ours today. We want yours. And does Jalen Hurts belong? Is Jalen Hurts a top five Eagle over the last 25 years? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. A lot to do. Devin joins us next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.